This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis has signed a bill to let students take only one standardized test this year in either math or English. CPR's Jenny Brundine says the law needs federal approval.
Typically, students could take up to three standardized tests, but many school districts argued students and teachers have had enough stress already this year, and district tests already show signs of learning loss. The one test per student compromise still needs a waiver from the federal government to go forward. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said today that he doesn't plan to update testing guidance that says states can shorten exams, administer them remotely, or give them in the summer, fall, or spring. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
An audit of Colorado's unemployment insurance fund could not verify $500 million in employer premiums and coronavirus relief. The state Labor Department also couldn't track $872 million in unemployment claims made through the end of June. Officials say department restructuring is partly to blame. A storm left up to a foot of snow on southeastern Colorado last night. Meteorologist Pam Evenson says Trinidad got the most snow.
The winds were a bit gusty down there and caused some blowing snow and some problems with visibility and road conditions.
The area will be dry and warmer over the next couple of days. 44 and windy in Colorado Springs, 51 and windy in Pueblo, 36 degrees, and it is sunny in Metro Denver. This is CPR News.